That completes our public hearing agenda for this evening, referring back to our first public hearing, which was subdivision 2022-16, Armada. What's your pleasure?
I make a motion to defer for further consideration. I was impressed that they actually had people come and speak in favor of it.
I guess, yeah.
That was just unprecedented.
You're always shocked when it is, anybody, and Bob's kind of like, in favor.
Let me get the mic up here, because you didn't hear me.
Yeah, no.
I just have one question, though, about the area of traffic study. Is there anything in the record that shows that there was an area-wide traffic study done for any other development that would encompass, like, recently, that would include, like, the three previous, and they were talking about the six?
Not in the service level. Where there's a TIS, the TIS outlines all the other developments that are taken on board. With the area-wide study feed, studies the whole area, but we don't get the details of what's been studied when specifically in that letter. We'd have to ask DLDOT.
Yeah, I mean, you could hold the record open to ask DLDOT that question if you wanted to.
You want to do that?
I'm not making an issue for them, but I was just curious.
Well, it's one of those things, I don't feel like they should have to bear the brunt of a traffic study for all the others.
That's right.
But they should have they did make a good point. Yeah. That with all that, well, I mean, when I was out there checking the property, I was run off the road once by somebody.
And I think I think DLDOT will come back and say that they take into account.
I can't imagine that DLDOT
would have that in the record.
Say, oh, we never thought of that.
Yeah,
of course they're going to say, well, yeah, we know.
And that's what they've told us before. Right. Yeah. And then when they were talking about improvements for the other intersections in the roundabout that they're proposing, blah blah blah. Clearly, they're thinking about. So I there's no need to. I don't need to keep it. Personally,
I'd say it's one of those where I still say the county needs to do a countywide road survey. Just, we need to know what all the roads' capacity is. And
I think it would end a lot of these questions.
Yeah.
Doesn't DLDOT have that already?
No.
They're doing the TIDs, but not.
Yeah, but not way. Yeah, when I mentioned that to them, they looked at me like I just said,
every road in Sussex County is an awful lot of roads. It's a big county, and there are a lot of roads in the western half that don't get five cars a day.
Right. Right. So, well, I mean, you could do it pieces at a time, but
it should be done for the eastern part of the county.
Yeah. Cause
well, there's
just
the
seems
TID
like
that's, you know, and then they're doing another one they're looking at doing on the Route 24. Corridor 54 24.
No, 54 north going, yeah. 17 is the central exit.
Yeah, so they're picking up piecemeal, but this one's out of the piece they're picking,
right?
Yeah, but that's just it. We've got things that are coming in,
yeah,
and we have no tools in our toolbox to say, by the way, this is what we should be looking at.
Would be nothing wrong with having the information. The information would be useful, so you're right.
But I mean, I think the county's going to have to initiate it. It's not something DLDOT's got their plans to do.
And it's not cheap to do.
TID was cheap to do.
Super expensive, you know, for the coordinator to do the analysis.
Pretty loath to get involved in the road business too much, so we'll see.
Anyway.
Well, there's a way that you can
that. Our money's on
okay.
You.
All right. All right. So
I'm making a motion to defer for further consideration on 2022-16 Armada.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-16 Armada. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks. All right, our next item was subdivision 2022-21, lands of Elizabeth L. Sharp and Dewey V. Griffith Jr.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move that we defer 2022-21. Lands of Elizabeth L. Sharp and Dewey V. Griffith Jr. for further consideration.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-21, lands of Elizabeth L. Sharp and Dewey V. Griffith Jr. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next hearing was conditional use number 2362, Delaware Sitescapes LLC.
Any further discussion on this?
One thing that wasn't brought up, and it also has half of a 150-foot utility easement. It looked like power lines or something that ran down the middle of it. So, you know, it's may not, I don't know that you have any concern about it anyway, but it might not be appropriate for residential, that parcel anyhow, because it's got.
Oh, sitescapes? I didn't notice it. Sitescape?
Yeah.
Armada has a.
No, but so does the sitescapes one.
Oh, okay. It has 150.
Well, it's, it runs down the property line.
Behind it?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that out there.
It just didn't come in on the record.
Because it's obviously a business already running, so they must.
Yeah, I think they're, I think that's a, this is a.
Yeah, oopsie.
Fix it situation.
Yeah.
Well, let's just verify we got it, if we can, we end up with this lawyer. It was 134, 10.00, 62 point something, but. And I was looking at the survey online, but.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, there it is, yeah.
Good catch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
On it.
All right.
Yeah.
You earned your money tonight, yes.
Yeah, well, not good for much else, then.
Not just another free thing, what do you know? Anyway, okay.
Okay, so what's your pleasure?
With regards to conditional use number 2362 Delaware Sitescapes, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2362 Delaware Sitescapes LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. And our last public hearing was change of zone number 1976 John H. Legg. Mr. Whitehouse, was there the situation described by Mr. Burnett? Do you want to comment on that, opine on that some?
There is some history with this going back in terms of the shooting range. If memory serves, that went to the Board of Adjustment, and there was an application specifically for that. As part of that application, that's how the current use came to our attention.
Right.
And I believe the conversations, I know there was extensive back and forth between staff, to which some of our constables may have been involved, as to what application that was going to be submitted. I would need to go back into our notes and look at the chronology of that. I can agree that it did take some time to get the application in.
So does it create, I mean, is this creating a map issue for us if we?
It's come in as a change of zone application, right, in a low density district, which does generate a potential issue with table 4.1-2. And
it's 452.
452, yeah. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Robinson. Correct me, thank you. And the alternative for that would be to deal with it as a conditional use. But my understanding is that the applicant wanted to explore the change of zone because of the industrial history of the site dating back some years.
So, isn't it one of those properties? I'm surprised it wasn't in the comprehensive plan as industrial to begin with because of all things that are tied into it.
This is my concern, is that this was an oversight. At somewhere along the way, this was an oversight. And if it had not been, if it had not been overlooked, it would be an LI property today. Okay, so I am content to simply fix the oversight. Now, if that's going to create a problem for us, then I guess we need to think about that. But my first inclination is to just right the wrong, you know, just fix it.
I agree with that. And I have to say, too, that this business has been in operation for how many years? And the people that have bought around it, then they have a problem with it?
Well,
I'm
not particularly sympathetic with any of the arguments about that, because that place has been there forever. I mean, forever.
It's like another application we saw recently.
So
we just need to know the legal status. Do we need to?
Mr. Hopkins,
I'm with you. I think it should
make a motion if you want.
I'd make a motion to change the zone to the.
Yeah, we got to look at the map stuff. Yeah, and figure out what we need to do. So to
all
make
right.
it right.
Okay. I think you. I can only speak for myself, but it sounds like the inclination is to grant the recommended approval. So, but yeah, I mean, we do need to investigate, you know, what the ramifications of that might be, but let's find out and see if we can't get it figured out. So in that case, I guess we need a motion to defer.
I can make that motion to defer.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on the change of zone 1976 John H. Legg. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have any things to go to the order to share with us this evening before we adjourn?
Just a brief update, if I could please, Mr. Chairman. So obviously, we're using the electronic document management system now. As discussed earlier in the year, staff are looking into the devices that you use to see if we can get you a refresh. So that's something I'm actively working on, and I will hopefully be able to report back on that in the next few weeks. So.
Great. It's been very frustrating this week.
They've not been replaced in a few years, so it's...
And probably these old business items, just because they're published in the agenda, don't look for them on next week's agenda. They'll be on the 1st of May.
She already published it.
She already sent us links.
Oh, yeah, she did. I didn't look at it. I saw the one.
There's a couple on under old business.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. There's an application requesting to be withdrawn.
Oh, one of them should be withdrawn.
And one that is... Yeah.
That we...
The no request to boot is already in, so yeah, to make sure.
Anything else?
We do have, what is it, Stillwater next week.
Next week, yeah. Do try to be on hand for that. That's going to be a big, big one, I think. I think it's going to attract a lot of attention and be a long hearing.
Yep. Who's is that?
That's down there at Oak Orchard.
So whose is it? There's no name next to it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It should be Kim's.
No, hold on. Does it not have a name next to it? Oh, there isn't one on there.
Yeah. I'm looking at it, yeah.
There's someone.
In JKJ Properties.
We'll pick one.
Yeah, I'm going with Kim. You're going with Kim. Yeah.
All right, anything else?
Nope.
All right. We stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevail.
Getting that agenda.